Len Zeme, you're down in Florida, and you spent a few days this week at the Players' Championship that started, and then it didn't, and then it stopped, and the PGA Tour in golf was going to move along, and now they're not. So it's got to be some really interesting times for you and maybe some situations you haven't even seen before.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, I've covered an awful lot of sports events, but especially in golf, and never have I seen such a wild day as I did on Thursday at TPC Sawgrass. We came in on Wednesday thinking we'd see the Pro-Am, and it was beautiful, spirits were high, the weather was great, and, you know, everything was excellent. And then we, later in the day, they announced that Jay Monahan, the commissioner of the PGA Tour, would meet with the media at noon on Thursday, which was an odd thing to schedule because, you know, that's midway. He had already had a state of the PGA Tour speech earlier in the week, so, you know, most of the stuff would have been said then. But at noon, that was 4 hours, 5 hours actually after play had begun in the first round. So they're out on the course. Hideki Matsuyama is going crazy. He's shooting 63 to tie the course record. Monahan comes into the media tent and he says, "We're going to continue the tournament. We want to keep playing, but we're going to do it without spectators." So that was, kind of a weird announcement, given how beautiful all the weather and the course and everything is here. You know, we're not seeing what the coronavirus is doing. We're advised that three cases were detected on the Florida coast near Jacksonville in the last couple days. That was it, though. Okay, we finished the first round, get reaction from the players. They all weren't happy about it, but they felt it was something to protect both themselves and their fans and everybody involved in the tournament. It'd be weird that they were going to play just in front of fans, but they'd done it before, yada, yada. We said, well, we're going to go. We go home. We await a word, and about around 11 o'clock at night, I believe it was Eastern time, the PGA Tour puts out a statement, just simply a statement with the canceling that, not only that tournament, but the Valspar next week, the match play the week after that, the tournament in the Dominican Republic, and the Valero Texas Open. All not. Well, first they were going to play them without fans. Now they just canceled them right off the bat. You know, boy, everybody's scrambling. Monahan was to speak about how that decision came about this morning, and we weren't around to see that because things were happening fast and furious around here. My feeling is that I'm not belittling the importance of the actions being taken on all fronts. I don't know enough about the coronavirus. I don't think anybody does. But I think it was all a bit of an overreaction, at least a reaction to the NBA suspending its season so suddenly. An interesting quote from Rory McIlroy: maybe what'll happen is what seems like an overreaction was really an underreaction. Well, he's become a very thoughtful, philosophical guy, a real leader on the tour, both on playing and giving his thoughts on sensitive subjects. So it was something to think about. But anyway, this is going to be a long time without golf. I mean, this is the Masters followed up with a feeling that their tournament was postponed, not canceled. Another big development today was, I thought this was interesting, the PGA Tour followed up its cancellation of all these events by saying that half of the purse from the players, which was $7.5 million, that's the biggest money event on the tour, $15 million, half of that purse would be split among the 144 players who were competing at TPC Sawgrass. So they get themselves a nice paycheck anyway. But I think, you know, there's so much in limbo right now in both your daily life, to say nothing about all the sports. You know, the stores, we went shopping today, and the stores were packed. The toilet paper was gone. The water was gone. You know, we're used to seeing somewhat of a rush on things like that in Florida during hurricane season. We had one real bad case of that about 3 years ago, but not over the virus yet. I mean, it's a case of this. It's got to be the same in Chicago. It's a very, very unusual situation. The governor of Florida, they closed all the public schools in Florida for the next 2 weeks. They announced that today. Every day there's a new announcement in sports. I guess you got to think about sports are just part of the fabric of America, and certainly not the most important thing when the health of the citizens are at stake.
Well, Len, I totally agree with you, and it's interesting to look at some of the other sports. I was working the Blackhawks game on Wednesday night when the news about the NBA broke, and we all looked at each other in the press box and had a feeling that we were watching the last Blackhawks game for a while, if not for the rest of the season. And sure enough, the next morning, the other sports started canceling. Apparently, Major League Baseball has allowed the teams to keep their training facilities open if players want to work out individually, and I believe some of them will. The Cubs announced that they're doing some things at their facility this weekend, just in terms of cleaning and so forth. So the players were told to go enjoy the weekend, and they could come back on Monday. The White Sox were going to speak to their facility at some point this afternoon, and we're not sure what they have decided in regards to their facility. The Bulls and the Blackhawks are in a standby mode. We're told that none of their players have, I'm assuming from what we're hearing, is their players were all tested, and nobody on either team has the virus. But switching back to golf, real disappointment here for the two young kids that we met that qualified for drive, chip, and putt at Augusta, as the Masters announcement came down that it was not canceled but postponed. And now the talk is it will go up against one of the fall series events, which is rather interesting in itself. But for Logan Keeter of Northbrook and Reese Wallace of South Barrington, our two 11-year-olds that were headed to Augusta, we hope that they still get their chance to go down there and participate in drive, chip, and putt. We have learned today that a couple of area park district golf courses, the Deerfield Golf Club and the Schaumburg Golf Club, both are going to be closed for the next 2 weeks before they reopen. Schaumburg had not yet opened its season for play yet this year. The word was that Deerfield may have only been open a couple of days, and again, they have closed down. Some courses have put out emails to announce that they are that have opened for the year, that they are still open, and so if you want to get out and play, there still is some options to do that. And of course, up here, Lenny, in Chicago area, a lot of the courses, you know, Dubstred number 4, Mistwood, the Preserve at Oak Meadows, Highlands of Elgin, some of the name public golf courses have still not opened for the year, but whether or not their facilities are open yet is question mark. But if you want to go out and play golf this weekend, I suggest you call your golf course to see if they've opened for the year, or if they opened and reclosed, or they're still going to sit back and wait to see when they're going to start allowing golfers get out on the golf course. Interesting discussion today, Len, that I had with Ramona Harold, the public relations manager for Innisbrook Resort, just north of Tampa, that was scheduled to host the Valspar Championship on the PGA Tour next week. And as a result of the tournament being canceled, they've got plenty of rooms available at the resort. Copperhead, the golf course where they play the Valspar, has been getting groomed for tournament action next week is in absolutely mint condition. It was looking good when I was there the end of January, and it looks even better now. And so as a result, they've got a whole week of tee times available, and they're putting together a package for next week if people want to go down and play this PGA Tour course that is all set for a PGA Tour event. The grandstands are up, the scoreboards. Go play. Go have a good time. If you've ever wanted to play in a setting like that, you can do that. Also, the announcement coming out this afternoon that TPC Sawgrass, where the Players was this week, will be back open for public business on both of its golf courses with full food and beverage operations back and running starting on Tuesday. So if you want to go play where the pros play, you can do it down in Florida and in your neck of the woods, Lindsay.
Well, you know, one thing and aside on this, and I should point it out, that sounds like there's great opportunities. There certainly is great opportunities to play in Florida. However, when I was at the TPC Sawgrass, word came out that of a bit of a price hike down there. You're going to pay. It's the TPC Sawgrass is now, and it was an official announcement, not by the club, but it was confirmed by the club, that the top greens fee over there is going to top that of Pebble Beach. Once play resumes, it's going to get at peak times. You could be paying the fee was going to be $720, and that was not including caddy fees or taxes. So you factor them in, it could cost you $800 to play golf at the home of the Players Championship. Now, obviously, you can get better deals there if you're staying on property and all. But that is really an eye-catcher. I mean, that's over $100 more than that Pebble Beach has always been the highest-priced course, to my recollection, for as long as I've been around. And apparently, TPC Sawgrass feels it can stand up to the challenge and throw these high prices out there. But the Florida Golf has been, I think we're going to see more of those kind of bargain. Innisbrook is going to be, is going to not be hurt at all by people coming out to play. I'm sure that getting on Copperhead is going to be a treat. And a lot of the other courses here in Florida, you know, they haven't really jacked up their prices for the winter season like they have in the past. You know, it's a great place to come and play now. The weather is just, you know, this is, we call it paradise here, and it really feels like it an awful lot. But if you, a spur of the moment trip to Florida to play golf certainly is in the realm of possibility, even with all the, concerns about the virus. So that may, you know, you can still play golf. That's one thing. You can't watch golf very well anymore for the next few weeks at least, but if you want to really spend some money and not be afraid to travel, if you could drive down here, you could get some pretty good golf deals, I think.
Well, and the USGA has announced that there are no alterations to any of their schedules yet at this point. I think qualifiers for some of their tournaments were supposed to start in May, and since I don't really believe they have anything on the calendar in front of May 1st. They're hoping this entire virus situation will play itself out in the next 6 or 7 weeks. And from everything we're hearing, it sort of sounds like that will be the case. So the question is, I know a lot of golf courses thought with the weather we were having up north that they were going to come out ahead much better at year's end this year than they did last year, especially with those two big snowstorms we had in April that really ruined the spring. But the question is, will business go up or will business go down as a result of the virus? And I would have to think that by April, when most of our public courses up here start to open for the year, they will be able to open for the year. And hopefully by then, if sports and things haven't returned, people will be looking for something to do. And maybe the virus will actually be a benefit for clubs and public golf, especially up here in Illinois.
Thing about the virus, you and I have talked about this, but not for our listeners. But I felt a huge overreaction was done by the NCAA, which was not going to have any. The Big Ten. I know Mike Small put out a tweet that he was so sorry for his seniors who were going to be missing. Their season was over. They weren't going to be able to participate in the highlight of that season. And that is sad. I mean, I thought it was a great overreaction. I mean, that college season is that was over 2 months away, and you're calling off the season. It seemed very premature there. But I gather from what you would have mentioned, and maybe you could shed some light on it, because I think it's very significant that some second thoughts are being given to that, and maybe there will be a college golf season after all. I would certainly hope so. I can't think so negatively that from what I've read and what I've seen on television, that expecting this to go on, you know, I think a decision could be held off until April, or maybe even mid-April, before a real full cancellation of the college tournament would be appropriate. But, you know, I guess what's happening is all of us are going to live day to day. And if you're going to do some sports, so golf is a good one. You're going to be outside. You're a little safer situation out there. You're not with a bunch of people. You've got a lot of space around you. Could be a good thing for golf, even though I wouldn't wish the coronavirus on anybody. You know, golf is certainly going to be an option with everything else seemingly shut down.
Well, and I've been getting notices from some of the golf courses on what they are doing. And, of course, a lot of precautions being taken over at the Misswood Golf Dome. The Misswood Golf Club will have them in place when they open in April. Also, a notification came today from the French Lick Resort that they are open, and they are taking every precaution that they can possibly take there, inviting people down for some spring golf, and also receiving notifications today from Pinehurst Resort in North Carolina, Horseshoe Bay in Austin, Texas, and a few of the other main golf destinations that they are open. Right now, you can probably get a good deal if you wish to travel and go to these places. And again, all of these resorts are doing extra cleaning and doing all sorts of things to try to make the environment obviously as safe as possible. And I hope that some golfers out there, especially if you're in a boat where like I am right now, where with the major sports canceled, we're almost unemployed for a few weeks and you've got a little free time, you can get out and play some spring golf, because that's maybe one thing you can do, especially with no NCAA basketball tournament, no Masters. That's, you know, a lot of people looking forward to spending a lot of hours in front of the TV set over the next 3 or 4 weeks watching this stuff, and it's not going to be there.
No matter how you slice it, you're going to have to find some options for your time. I mean, you can't just, as you say, you can't just sit and watch TV. I guess that there's got to be some options, and some version of golf, I think, will be appropriate, will be possible. I want to think that way anyway. I see no reason not to.
Well, Len, in wrapping this up today, any final thoughts, anything we should know from golf in Florida before we wrap up this version of the Len Zeem, Rory Spears, Len Zeem on Golf, Golfers on Golf podcast, Spring Break Edition?
Well, you know, I tell you, we touched on it a little earlier, but I think that people should, you know, if you're getting, you need your golf fix. You may not be able to watch, you know, but you can still play it. You can still come down here and play it, and from what I gather, it's a little easier and perhaps to get on the Florida has so many golf courses. We certainly intend to take advantage of them more than we have been most of this winter. We've had a very busy winter with a lot of things going on away from golf, but we certainly plan to take advantage of what's left of the winter months, and that we would have done that, I think, regardless of the coronavirus stuff. And I think people should, if they have any time, you know, the spring vacation stuff, come on down to Florida and check out the golf courses here, because they'll be happy to have you.
Well, that's wonderful news. Lenny, we'll talk some more golf in a couple weeks when things start to gear back up, and hopefully the threat of the virus has passed, not just here in Chicago, but across America.